Hello, George.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Yeah, my name is Marshall from New Jersey.
Hey, Marshall. How are you?
I have a story that nobody's going to believe in 1,000 years.
Well, I'll give it our best shot. Go ahead.
I had a telepathic experience with an extraterrestrial in 1976.
Tell me more.
And to make a long story short, excuse me, my mother was learning how to channel, and a woman, a graduate from Oxford University with a PhD, taught her how to do this. Later on, she became a healer, my mother. But anyway, my mother was channeling one day. And
by the way, let me ask, who is the woman from Oxford University?
You want me to say her name?
Just her first name.
Thelma.
Okay. All right. I thought it might have been my old aunt. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, my mother was channeling a being called Alexander, and I was 17 at the time. I'm 47 now. And I didn't believe this. And I was telling my friends about this, and they told me that your mother's going senile. I didn't accept this. I didn't believe this. So this woman, Thelma, PhD from Oxford University in the psychic sciences, moved into the garage. The garage was converted into a bedroom. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
And I asked her to make me a believer. And she says, you want to become a walkout? And I said, what's that? She goes, never mind, you'll find out later on in life what that is. 3 months later, I was at a friend's house. We were drinking, up to no good. I put my hands together, praying, chanting, using the most powerful words in my vocabulary to get this being, Alexander, to contact me. Suddenly, my back became arched. There were two girls there and two guys there. The two guys fell into a deep sleep. It was as if this being did not want them to witness this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The two girls and I were in a telepathic trance. The three of us were one. We could read each other's minds. This being said his name was Alexander. He was sent by Thelma. He was my mother's teacher, and he came to help me. Boom. I was in shock. The two girls came down from the kitchen, got down on their hands and knees, were crying hysterically. Tell me that they believe me, and I'm standing there like I'm 10 feet tall.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like my head was 10 feet tall. It was like disconnected from the body. And, that was the interesting part of the story. But it's even more interesting when I went home 2 hours later. I turned on the television set. The instant I turned it on, a man's face appeared on the screen. And I'm looking at this, and I'm saying to myself, what is this? This is not a commercial. This is not a TV program. This is not a movie. I got this guy staring at me on the screen.
Like it's actually part of the television show, whatever you might have been watching, let's say.
It looked that clear. Whether it was the CIA, Black Ops, or aliens on Earth, I don't know. Somebody intercepted my TV.
And there he is.
To give me a covert message that only I would understand at that given point in time. This man, this face on the screen goes, shut up. Nobody knows what's going on right now. You're one of us. And I sat back in the chair and I said, oh boy, here we go, conspiracy. And I turned the channel again. There's seven people standing around the desk with their hands waving in the background. The American flag and the British flag waving in the background going, we're all with you, kid, hang in there. And I'm saying to myself, this is crazy. You know, the television's not supposed to talk to you. This is crazy.
Exactly.
I turned the channel again. There's an old man in a boat, in a canoe, with long white hair and a long white beard. And he goes, you know, my boy. I'm saying, wait a minute. Who's he talking to? There's nobody in the scene. He's all by himself.
Looking at the camera. Right?
Yeah. It must be me he's talking to. And he goes, you know, my boy, you're going to be captain of a ship someday, my friend, but not a sea vessel, though. And that's when I was 17.
Now.
I don't expect you to believe a word of this, but this was a true story.
Well, I got
to
ask you, were you ever the captain of anything?
No.
Oh. Now, how do you know this was an extraterrestrial?
Well, I felt this vibration. It was a telepathic experience. I felt the vibration enter my body right before the telepathic experience, and it was like a sensation of love, strong love.
So there was no evil here.
No. I believe this was a good gray. A good gray. There's good grays and there's bad grays, from what I understand.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And I think
they're fighting amongst each other over that. Okay, Marshall, thanks for that call. Do I believe you? I don't know. It's a strange one. The television part was the strange one.